That is
rest of the story. April 1945. The United States Navy at Okinawa suffered some of its heaviest losses of that war. The reason? A new Japanese weapon, virtually infallible. Anything that we had, they could hit. A string of brilliant military successes summed up in one word, kamikaze. The term doesn't specifically refer to suicide. In Japanese, kamikaze means divine wind, a deadly invisible force with a mind of its own. In graphic terms, the kamikazes were human bombs. Devastating as were their deeds, just the thought of an elite corps of Japanese pilots flying explosive-laden planes into American ships was awe-inspiring to the Western world. Morally unconscionable, we said then, and still say, and yet the American armed forces had a suicide squadron as well. The Japanese kamikazes began late in 1944, very late in the war. Our American kamikazes were ready to fly, ready to attack the Japanese early in 1943, almost 2 years before. The historic Japanese raid on Pearl Harbor, December 7, 1941. For the Japanese, kamikaze suicide tactics were 3 years in the future. But just 1 month after that, in January of 1942, a Pennsylvania surgeon, a doctor named L.S. Adams, arrived in Washington with an idea for one of the most extraordinary military operations ever, a suicide squadron, an American suicide squadron. Dr. Adams sidestepped the moral ramifications. He offered technological advice only. The upper echelon of the military was apprised and intrigued. The proposal found its way to FDR's desk, and the President of the United States, realizing the effectiveness of such a plan, said, "Go ahead." That's right, on direct orders from the White House, Operation X-Ray was a reality. Unlike the airplane-flying Japanese kamikazes of subsequent years, these American kamikazes would be paratroopers with incendiary bombs wired to their chests. Parachuted from bombers high over Japanese cities, the troopers would guide themselves to vulnerable landmarks. The raids would occur in the pre-dawn dark. And there you have, as one enthusiastic project officer predicted, the most effective weapon ever dropped from an airplane. The United States Kamikaze Corps. In training maneuvers during one trial run, Operation X-Ray proved its devastating potential by accident. At Carlsbad, New Mexico, most of an Army airfield burned to the ground. And though lives were lost that day, those were apparently the only casualties of Operation X-Ray. For in the fall of 1943, after 20 months and $2 million of preparation, the Army abandoned the operation solely on the basis of military considerations. Though no other official explanation has ever been offered, it's been suggested that the military by then had learned of an even more deadly instrument of war about to emerge, the A-bomb. So, our suicide squadron never made it overseas. But before we turn our attention to the extraordinary secret weapon that we almost put to use, there's something else you might need to know. Our American kamikazes were not volunteers. They were recruited against their will. They were drafted. And the recruits who almost died for our cause, ordered into service by the President of the United States, the suicide paratroopers wired with explosives and bound for Japan, our American kamikazes, were bats. Rodents with wings. Bats. And now you know the rest of the story.